We thank you, Lord, for his powerful confession, even more powerful than Peter's confession, because he says that you are his Lord, his ruler, and not only his rabbi and teacher and earthly ruler, but Lord, you are his God. And he understood at that point, well, the disciples who you breathed on the Holy Spirit on had not. Lord, we thank you for Thomas. We thank you for his confession, and we pray, O Lord, that you would help us to confess that truth as Thomas did. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, a rock and a redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Let me introduce myself. My name is Thomas. Thomas is Hebrew for twin. The disciples, my friends, called me twin. And if you read the Greek, it's Didymus, the twin. Have you ever had an instance when you were remembered for your mistake rather than for what you did right? No? Don't you ever have grandparents who tell you all the crazy, terrible, stupid things you did? Why do they always lead with that? What is it that brings those things to mind when they remember you as an individual? How would you like to be me? How many of you have heard of me as Doubting Thomas? I hope that is the only way you remember me. Because I don't know if you've read your Bibles lately, but I happened to be there when Lazarus was raised from the tomb, and the disciples all wanted to flee because they recognized the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the teachers of the law were all mad at us. But I was the one who said, check it in John 11, I was the one who said, let's go with him and die with him. I was the one who said, let's take Jerusalem. But you don't remember me for that, do you? I bet you hadn't even remembered that. No. Or the time in John 14 where I was the one who said, when Jesus said, do you know the way to where I am going? And I said, Lord, how can we know the way? We don't know the way. How can we know the way? And Jesus went on to tell us something very important about himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But nobody remembers the fact that I was the one who said what everybody was thinking. Woe is me. I may have doubted, but I want you to know something. I wasn't there. I missed church. Important for you guys to remember this. I missed church. And on the Sunday that I missed church, Jesus came and he did something that was profound. He came into the room where my fellow disciples were cowering in fear, it says in the Bible. Have you read that? Sarah did a great job at reading that. Did you hear what she said? What she read from the gospel? The doors were locked because they were cowering there for why? Why were they cowering in there? Pourquoi? For fear. They were cowering in fear. And Jesus came and he said that his peace would be upon them. And what did he do after he said, peace be with you? As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And what did he do? He breathed on them, and they received what? Now, I want to tell you something. You're post-Pentecost, okay? You're post-Pentecost. And so you understand this. I didn't. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, and you're given this gift that you receive, in your, most of you received in your baptism, you have the power to comprehend this. You have the power to comprehend the truth of the resurrection. You have the power to believe. Paul would later say, my friend, Paul would later say that you can't say yes to God or Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. And yet, I wasn't there. I missed church. I did. It was the last time. But I missed church. And Jesus breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you retain their sins, they are retained. He gave them the Holy Spirit. And then they come to me and expect me to believe. The one who skipped church. The one who wasn't there. And you know why I skipped church? I think it was because I wasn't scared. Just think about that for a second. But the reality was they came to me and wanted me to accept something, and I said what everybody was thinking. I said, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and I touch his side, I'm not going to believe it. Because who can believe something so absurd? I saw him go in the tomb. I've heard the stories of resurrection, but they're just stories. I grieved, I mourned, I cried, but you know, I think I often got the term twin because I was the more practical than the spiritual. I was the more practical all along than the spiritual. Jesus is a spiritual. I don't know, you guys had this Pastor Ted a long time ago. He always liked to talk about the twin. He really liked this. He gave us a long talk one time. I mean, long talk one time about the twin. And he would always say that Jesus was the spiritual and I was the practical. I was the twin. That's why many people throughout church history have said that I was Judas Thomas. Because I was the twin. I was the opposite. I was a contrarian. But the reality is, I said what people thought. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? I would have been Gallup if I lived today. Or Barna. I said what people thought. And yet, something happened. The next Lord's Day, the disciples, even though they received the Holy Spirit, they still were in a locked room. I don't know if that was for my benefit or for theirs, but this time I didn't skip church. I want to tell you about the Lord that I serve, the God that I serve. He loved me so much. The next time we had church, he came to me and he said to me, just for me, because I skipped last week, he said to me what? Put your finger here. See my hands? Put your hand in my side. Stop doubting and believe. That's why we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Because his very presence says the same thing to us today as he did 2,000 years ago. Stop doubting and believe. And I didn't even have to touch his side. I didn't even have to reach out. I didn't even have to try to touch the nail marks. Because his very presence, his true presence, which you've experienced today, his very presence in the midst of our that room, our fellowship, caused me to fall down and worship him. And brothers and sisters, I would like to be remembered for this. Not for all those other things, but for this. Because I made a confession that day that has stood the test of time. I made a confession that day and I said what everyone should be thinking. I said to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I said, you are not only my Lord, but you are my God. You are not just a risen Messiah, a risen rabbi, but you are not only my worldly ruler, but you are my God. And then he said to me that I was blessed because I had seen and believed, but that you would even be blessed more because you have not seen and yet have believed. Isn't that awesome? Doesn't that make you feel awesome? Doesn't that make you feel like you know now why you are people of the resurrection, why you're walking in his kingdom power, why you know the power of his covenant upon you? Isn't that awesome? May God truly bless you. And may you make the confession that I made, that Jesus is not only our Lord, but our God. And that he has the power to change lives. Now, I have told you about my God sighting. And I would say that my God sighting may be a little bit more than most. But I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Brian, and he's going to ask you if you have any God sightings that you'd like to share with us today. Anything that you would like to share, that you would like to be remembered for, and you'd like God to be glorified at this time. Any God sightings? Okay, Norma, just grab the mic.
A few weeks ago, my niece, who is 22, was diagnosed with lymphoma. And then my brother was pretty distraught, and I talked to him, and I said, you know, I think I better come. So I went to Arizona, and Thad was like, well, I don't know. You'll be gone for a week, and it's a lot of money, and whatever. So anyways, I got this standby ticket. And I was supposed to be at the airport by 7 o'clock, and seats were full. And I just sat there and I prayed, God, if you want me to go, I'm going to have a seat. You have to provide for me. And I got the last one. Yeah. And then I went there, and then so my brother is the one who brought me to Christ 30 years ago. So we prayed and we spent time together. And there's lots of God sighting, if you don't mind, during this time. So another thing that was a God's thing is that, so she was a student at Tucson, and then the doctor said, well, you may have lymphoma, but we can't see you until July. And it turned out this week she was diagnosed as stage 3A. So, you know, I don't think she could have waited until July. So, but my brother last year had a research project with a doctor at Mayo Clinic. So he called him up and he said, well, and then this person said, well, the head of the department of the cancer department is a friend of mine. So she got in the next day. And, yep. And then she had surgery, and she is going to start chemo tomorrow. So I have covered your prayer, especially for minimal side effect of the chemo. She's only 22. Another God sighting is when I was there, I was looking for a Lutheran church. And there are two Lutheran churches there in Chandler, Arizona. And one is a big one, and I like little churches. And then so the small one, and I researched for this small one, and it said, well, they have a Bible study on Sunday mornings, and that's on Saturday morning, and they happen to be studying about Islam. So I immediately emailed the pastor, and I said, you know, I was a Muslim, and they immediately called me and said, I want you to come. And then at the end of that session, the leader said, well, last week I promised this group that I was going to bring somebody for you to ask questions. That's before I met this guy. And they thought, well, maybe I'll go to the mosque and get a Muslim. But here you are. You showed up. They said, maybe they think I walk on water or something. But we have a great God, right? And then on the way home, so on Monday, I had to go home. And the flight is from Phoenix to Cincinnati. I had a connecting flight from Cincinnati. And our friend said, well, it's full. There's only 3 seats, 19 people in the list. And I was maybe number 14, number 12, I don't know. And just kept sitting there. And the agent said, just wait. Somebody might not show up. You can probably go in. 11 people didn't show up. I got the 11th seat. So that's it. God is great.
I thank Pastor Brian for leading that part of the service, but I have to tell you the rest of the story. Can't get this on. Used to use this all the time. I have to tell you the rest of my story. Because that's not the end of the story. Thank you for sharing that God sighting, because we ought to share that more often, shouldn't we? Because I want to be remembered for making that wonderful confession, my Lord and my God, but I want to tell you the rest of the story. See, we met after Pentecost. We received that gift of the Holy Spirit, and we received the gift of the Holy Spirit not only filling us, but overflowing into many, many people. We saw many baptized. We saw many people realize the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. And I want to tell you, I, the doubting Thomas, since I'm always remembered that way, I left there and I went to Syria. And the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, blessed the ministry. And that confession, my Lord and my God, had power. And people were baptized. People were saved. People were filled with the Holy Spirit. And things happened. Multitudes came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their God. And then I went to Persia. And from Persia, I went further than any other disciple. I, the one who said things as they were. The one who said the truth no matter what. I, the one who's known for doubting. I went to Persia. But I didn't stop there. I didn't stop there. And in 52 AD, I arrived in India. And I would minister there for 20 years. And because of the ministry in India, there are people today who are Christians. Because I was faithful and did what the Lord told me, and I told them the truth no matter what. I'm continued to live that confession that Jesus is not only my Lord, but my God. And I let people know. And because of that truth, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, because of the power of healing, because of the truth of the power of the resurrection, many people are known today. And this is kind of like Luther. Every once in a while we talk and we say, you know, a church named after you, really? Well, many people are called St. Thomas Christians today because I was faithful in doing what the Lord told me. Because I was faithful in going even to India. Unfortunately, and you'll read this in church history, I was martyred. I was a builder, and I guess I built a little bit too much because I was martyred. 4 soldiers, one on each side. You know, a builder likes 4 corners. 4 soldiers, 4 swords, 4 spears killed me on December 21st, 72 AD, the year of our Lord, 72. 20 years I ministered in India, and there I died. But to God be the glory. Because if you are faithful, if you trust, if you believe, because he said, blessed are you who have not seen and yet believe. If you live out and confess this wonderful truth that Jesus Christ is risen. Pastor Brian told me that he had you guys had got this figured out. Obviously, he was mistaken. Let me try this again. Because you know, as I did, that Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
pretty good. Because you know that Jesus Christ is risen, others may know the truth that he is our Lord and our God. And they can live as resurrection people, and they can move in the power and transformation of our God to impact others. May you always share your God sightings so that people know that Jesus Christ is alive because he is risen.
He is risen.
Alleluia. Amen.